Hello, this is Bob Potter from the Sound Money Group. During my 15 years of hosting the Sound Money radio program and subsequent career in the financial advisory arena, I've identified a number of Sound Money principles. If you follow them, you will substantially improve the probability of being financially successful. Here's the next one. Don't panic, but be flexible when the markets are topsy-turvy. During the 20th century, big market downturns occurred only once every few decades. So far, here in the 21st century, we've already had three: the bursting of the tech bubble in 2000, the real estate collapse and financial crisis in 2008, and now the debt debacle in the developed world. Yes, the very long-term record of stocks is still pretty good, but we've just been through a 10-year period where the return on stocks was zero. That's pretty disheartening. Now, the problems today are both poor growth prospects and way too much debt. Millions of Americans are unemployed. Millions owe more on their houses than they are worth. Governments have run up huge deficits, in some cases well beyond what their economies produce in a full year. The only really encouraging part now is that businesses, for the most part, learned their lesson from the financial collapse in 2008 and are sitting on tons of cash. Put to work in new plants, equipment, and hiring, business spending is someday going to be a big growth catalyst. However, companies aren't going to loosen their purse strings until they're confident that their investments will pay off. They need to see demand for their products and services, and they need to feel that government policies on taxes and regulations are stable. So, what do we as individuals do in the meantime? Well, first, understand that much of the daily market gyrations are driven by automated computer programs. These programs look for minuscule price differences between markets and will trade millions of shares to take advantage of those differences. They'll throw out the baby with the bathwater. Second, you have to be extremely vigilant in this environment. Know as much as you can about what you own and be prepared to make changes if there are important developments. But by the same token, if you own good companies with solid track records and proven management, and you don't think you'll need to liquidate the asset for 5 to 10 years, you may just want to stand pat. After all, when the elephants race around the room, the mice can get crushed. Third, while timing the market and quick trading is a money loser for most people, these days you can't just buy, hold, and pray. You need to be willing to move a little faster and more decisively than you might have decades ago. Don't fall in love with what you own. Investments are not heirlooms to be held in the family forever. If a company or industry is out of favor for a good reason, don't feel that Grandpa will turn over in his grave if you dump it. Fourth, you'll want to keep a certain core portfolio of stocks, because nobody can consistently call the bottom of an economic or market cycle. But in volatile times like these, keep some powder dry. Remember, if an investment loses half its value, it has to double just to get back to even. Finally, and most important, ratchet down your long-term return expectations for your portfolio. Try to make up for lower anticipated returns by watching cash flow more carefully and by boosting your savings rate. Our mission here at the Sound Money Group is to take general principles like this and apply them with depth, detail, and specificity to your unique circumstances. We're only a phone call or an email away. This is Bob Potter wishing you the best.